Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Once every blue moon, a new film comes along and captures us movie maniacs, and also casual cinema goers and pretty much anyone else in between's attention. This could be because there is big name talent in it, or perhaps it's based on a successful book, computer game, or television show which already has a large loyal fan base. Off the back of that hype, audiences fully expect that film to deliver. Some of them stick the landing, whilst others miss the mark completely, and despite their enjoyability, end up leaving audiences to wonder what could have been. I am Marcus Bronzy from What Culture, and this is 10 Films That Wasted Incredible Potential. Number 10, Warcraft. Warcraft is a franchise of numerous video games, novels, and other media created by Blizzard Entertainment. It's set in the high fantasy world of Azeroth and focuses on many different races within it, such as humans, orcs, trolls, dwarfs, and elves. The film had a convoluted plot that was trying to tell the story about how the war between the humans and orcs began, whilst also trying to weave in elements of Warcraft mythology. This resulted in a lot of exposition that only fans of the series would be able to understand, excluding the casual film audiences that struggled to follow its plot. Unfortunately, it is remembered as another promising high fantasy film series that failed to impress. Number 9. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Alan Moore is one of the most renowned comic book writers of his generation for such works such as V for Vendetta, Watchmen, and Batman the Killing Joke, which would all get adapted into their own films. The same would have happened to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, although it would not receive the same levels of success later mentioned in the comics. The comic focused on a Victorian-era ensemble of heroes with steampunk technology. Like most of Moore's work, the comics embrace and focus on the darker side of its characters, such as Mr. Hyde, the Invisible Man, and its lead, Alan Quatermain. Fans of the comics were certain that if the film stayed faithful to the source material, then it would be a major success. Unfortunately, it would diverge from the original comics so heavily that Moore would do everything to distance himself from the film. Major production issues and questionable casting choices resulted in a critical and box office flop that would kill plans for a sequel and convince Sean Connery to retire from filmmaking altogether. Number 8. The Monuments Men. The Monuments Men is based on an Allied Forces group called the Monuments, Fine Arts and Archives Program. Their mission was to find and save as many pieces of art and other culturally important items they could before the Nazis could steal or destroy them. Combine the story with a hefty cast of incredible actors such as George Clooney, Matt Damon, John Goodman and Bill Murray, many people would and did believe it was obvious that the film was going to be a big success with critics and fans. But considering the title of this list, it should have been apparent that this is not the case. Clooney admitted that he was heartbroken to hear of the film's underperformance at the box office and its mixed critical reception. Even though the film was praised for its relevant theme, it was not enough to draw the attention away from its unsatisfying plot or one-dimensional characters. Number 7. The Last Airbender. Avatar: The Last Airbender was a hugely successful TV show on Nickelodeon. Its popularity and success as an animated TV show led to many wondering if it could be just as successful as a live-action version. 2 years after the show's final episode, a live-action film adaptation was released with M. Night Shyamalan as director. Casting controversies and promotional blunders, awful special effects and horrible acting caused the film to receive abysmal ratings and killed any chance for more films in the franchise. Number 6. Jupiter Ascending. The Wachowskis have had an interesting career. They were flying high after writing and directing the Matrix trilogy, but things started to go downhill for them after both the live-action adaptation of Speed Racer and the film adaptation of Cloud Atlas performed terribly at the box office. Jupiter Ascending was a chance for the Wachowskis to prove their doubters wrong, and to be fair, the premise for the film was able to turn some heads. It was a highly ambitious science fiction epic that sadly failed on multiple levels. The film's over-reliance on special effects and trippy performances from the likes of Mila Kunis and Eddie Redmayne, and the confusing story made for an experience that turned out to be nothing more than another science fiction film with goofy action sequences and cheesy dialogue. Number 5. Resident Evil. The Resident Evil franchise is based on a number of survival horror games where an outbreak of zombies and other grotesque monsters is started by the Umbrella Corporation. Although the film did well at the box office, it failed to resonate with the existing fans of the franchise because of its boring story and the way it treated some of the series' most beloved characters. What would be the most disappointing for fans is that the film, as ropey as it was, would spawn multiple sequels that would continue to divert further away from the original material, leaving them to wonder what could have been. Number 4. Alien vs. Predator. On paper at least, this looked like it would be set to be an easy win for everybody involved. Fans of both the Alien and Predator series knew just how tough it was to kill these things and were instantly drawn to see who would come out on top. Unfortunately, the film would not be the mother of all alien showdowns that we were hoping for. Instead, fans got a lot of painful B-movie acting, a lack of compelling fight scenes, plus throw in a bunch of obvious dialogue for good measure, and they had a swarm of hopeful fans yawning their way out of the theaters. Number 3. The Golden Compass. Based on the first book in Philip Pullman's best-selling series, His Dark Materials, The Golden Compass focuses on an orphaned girl's journey to save her kidnapped friend. Along the way, she encounters an armored polar bear, witches, and the despicable Ablation Board, who are secretly experimenting on children in their attempts to get a better understanding on the properties of a magical substance referred to in the world as dust. The books offered everything a fan of the fantasy adventure novels could ask for. Sadly, though, the film would not live up to the same success as the books. The film would fail to make any lasting impressions and led to the studio cancelling plans to the other books in the series becoming movies. Number 2. X-Men: The Last Stand. 2 years prior to the incredible success of Iron Man, Marvel released the disappointing third installment in the X-Men series. Fans of the series were positive that The Last Stand would be just as successful as the last two predecessors and were excited to see the Dark Phoenix arc as an integral part of the story. Unfortunately, it looked like the film was doomed to disappoint from the start. The director and the writers from the first two films left to work on other projects, and the studio was struggling to find replacements, as all of their top picks were committed to other films. The result was a film that was panned by fans and critics for its mediocre screenplay, and was labeled the weakest of the three films. Number 1. Solo: A Star Wars Story. Solo, A Star Wars Story focuses on Han's early adventures 10 years prior to the original Star Wars trilogy. As he reluctantly becomes part of a heist within the criminal underworld, Han would come to meet Chewbacca and acquire the Millennium Falcon from our good old boy Lando Calrissian. However, the final product did more to undermine the main character than it did to make them stand out as the likable rogue everyone had come to know Han by. Instead of highlighting any of Solo's skills or natural abilities, he just comes across as being insanely lucky or having things given to him with little or no effort. The film also went out of its way to focus more on new characters like L3 and Han's love interest Kira instead of focusing on the character the film is named after. Ultimately, Solo was a story that was screaming with potential but was screwed up so badly that it became the first Star Wars film to lose money at the box office.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.